Nebraska marks 25th state to flee National School Boards Association following domestic terrorism letter. By Nick Gilbertson on June 14, 2022. The Nebraska Association of School Boards, NASB, is ending its affiliation with the National School Boards Association, NSBA, after the NSBA penned a letter to President Joe Biden calling for federal investigations into parents voicing concerns at local school board meetings and equated them to domestic terrorists. Last month, the NSBA admitted to colluding with officials in the Biden administration during the letter's development. The NASB's board of directors voted to cease association with the national organization on Saturday. The Omaha World Herald reported, making it the 25th state to sever ties with the NSBA. In a text message, Nebraska Association President Brad Wilkins confirmed that they will not pay dues to the NSBA this year. The money would have been due by June 30, the outlet noted. The national nonprofit Parents Defending Education Parade notes the full list of the 25 states that have either withdrawn membership, participation, or dues to the NSBA includes Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. Delaware, Indiana, Iowa, New Jersey, and North Dakota have taken steps to distance their affiliation with the NSBA, per the parade. September's letter to Biden requested federal law enforcement to investigate frustrated parents voicing concerns about critical race theory and coronavirus restrictions, which the NSBA equated to domestic terrorists. Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a subsequent memo announcing the Department of Justice would use federal resources to probe a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff. Immense outrage over the letter and Garland's response ensued, which prompted the NSBA to conduct an internal review of the letter, as Breitbart News previously noted. NSBA investigators placed the blame for the letter, from their end, almost entirely on Chip Slavin, who at the time was the interim CEO and executive director of the organization. Slavin worked closely with White House senior advisor to the president Mary C. Wall, who had advanced knowledge of the planned letter and its specific contents and interacted with Mr. Slavin regarding the letter during its drafting, according to the findings of the inquiry. In addition, evidence indicates that White House officials discussed the existence of the letter, its requests, and the contents of the letter with Department of Justice officials more than a week before the letter was finalized and sent to President Biden, the findings continue. Ms. Wall requested an advance copy of the letter to provide to her White House and Department of Justice colleagues to see if there might be any options we can pursue here. The findings also claim that the letter initially received positive and cooperative feedback from the White House, but that the letter received significant political and media attention. As a result, the NSBA faces criticism for the letter as well as a decline in its membership, posing challenges for the future of the organization. The sentiments shared in the letter do not represent the views or position of the NSBA, said current NSBA CEO and Executive Director John Heim in a statement following the internal review. The NSBA does not seek or advocate for federal law enforcement intervention at local school board meetings.